This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. Here are your closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was $6.82 and a quarter, up 9. September corn, $6.10, up 21. December corn, $5.70 and a half, up 20. July soybeans are $15.23, up 12 and a quarter. August soybeans, $14.47, up 11 and a half. November soybeans, $13.10 and three quarters, up 21. July wheat was $7.07, up 19 and a half. And your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture is not available right now. So we'll go right into the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle were $120.47, up 97 cents. August live cattle, $120.40, up $1.37. December live cattle, $126.27, up $1.25. August feeder cattle were $144.65, up 85 cents. September feeder cattle, $147, up 77 cents. November feeder cattle, $150.35, up 80 cents. June lean hogs were $99.97, up $1.27. July lean hogs, $98.37, up $1.07. December lean hogs, $82.40, up 70 cents. Now here at the Cash Livestock Report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 24 cents lower in a range of 98 to 104 with a weighted average carcass price of $98.74. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with good demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 48 to 55. 4 to 5 weights traded at 51 to 58. 5 to 550 at 54 to 56, and over 550 pounds at 57 to 62. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrows and gilts at the country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 67 to 72. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 9,873 head. And now for the Greenville Livestock Auction Opening Report for June 19th, receipts totaled 460. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $1.50 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers were not tested early. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 121 to 125, and choice slaughter heifers traded from 121.50 to 123.50. Moving on to the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville for June 18th, with receipts totaling 428 head. No market comparisons were made because it was not covered for the last 2 weeks. Choice slaughter steers range from 122 to 124. Choice slaughter Holstein steers range from 111 to 115.50. Choice slaughter heifers range from 122 to 123. Forest slaughter cows premiums range from 95.50 to 96. Breakers from 90 to 93, boners from 81 to 86, and leans from 71 to 77. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 6 to 7 weights, traded from 110 to 116. Feeder bulls, large ones, 6 to 7 weights, traded from 111 to 120. And 7 to 8 weights, traded from 106 to 108. For the Fairview auction for June 18th, receipts totaled 295. Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers sold unevenly steady. Trade was active with good demand, and the quality was extremely good on all slaughter cattle, especially on slaughter cows. Choice slaughter steers range from 122 to 127. Choice slaughter heifers range from 120 to 124.75. And for our slaughter cows, premiums traded at $98. Breakers from 80 to 85, boners from 70 to 75, and leans traded at $60.75. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 122, and heifers on a live basis traded at 122.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 407 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $106.98, which was 45 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $198.98, which was $1.26 lower, with select carcasses at $184.69, which was 30 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 124,000, compared to 117,000 for last week and 126,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 402,000 compared to 404,000 for last week and 398,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That'll do it for part one of your morning farm show. Stay tuned for more after this.
Thank you, Angela. It is 16 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment. They deliver what others promise. Farming's a challenging business, and this spring's wet weather isn't making it any easier. M&M Service Company's agronomy team is knowledgeable about every aspect of modern crop production, from precision farming technologies to seed selection and custom application. They know your operation and practices and will bring the right product, service, and right advice to your farm. Don't let wet weather and a slow spring put you behind. Call your local M&M Service Company office today. Find out how your agronomy team is there to help. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
And across mid-Illinois for today, day two of the Montgomery County Fair, sunny skies. There's a slight chance of a shower, high temperatures in the upper 80s and light south winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy, the high about 90. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 70s. Highs in the low 90s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, partly cloudy skies, 65 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder.
Don't buy a vehicle till you have the right price.
The right price.
Get the 2013 Ford F-150 XLT 4x4 Super Crew with V8 power pedals at the right price of $31,902.
The right vehicle for the right price from the right family.
Hey, Justin Peoples from Rod Automotive. Do you need service on your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram truck, Jeep, Lincoln, or Ford? You'll find factory-authorized technicians at Wright Automotive. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or WrightAutomotive.com.
Seavers Equipment has Quest S-Series mowers from the best-selling brand of mowing equipment for the landscape professional, Exmark. The Quest S-Series truly goes the extra mile, providing all the amenities of the E-Series plus even more commercial-grade features, like the ultra-smooth HydroGear Z2800, available on the 50-inch model. Or the Series 2 fabricated deck. Its heavy-duty 10-gauge steel and welded wear strip gives you a great cutting machine that will last. Find one today at Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, and Carlinville.
And once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. A new Miss Montgomery County Fair Queen was crowned during ceremonies held last night at the fairgrounds in Butler. Being crowned as the new queen is Miss Summer Robbins of Coffeen. Miss Robbins is the 18-year-old daughter of Rick and Julie Robbins of Coffeen. Robbins also received the Dallas Stewart Award for volunteerism. Named first runner-up was Miss Shayla Grosenheider, the 19-year-old daughter of Doug and Alicia Grosenheider of Litchfield. The Montgomery County Fair Board also crowned its first ever junior Miss Montgomery County Fair Queen. The winner was Savannah Lesman. First runner-up went to Lauren Carnes, and second runner-up went to Faith Calvert. When applying herbicides and observing your fields this summer, it's important to remember to watch for herbicide resistance. Bill Brink of M&M Service Company talked with us about what to do if you suspect your fields are glyphosate resistant.
The University of Illinois still has their free glyphosate resistant water hemp program going. If anybody suspects resistance to the water hemp species out in the field, let somebody know, contact M&M Service Company, and we'll be glad to send in a sample for analysis to see if it is resistant.
Brink also had some advice for alfalfa growers as it starts to really heat up outside.
Well, we're starting the warm part of the summer, alfalfa, and if you've got alfalfa and it turns hot, you're going to have leaf hoppers. So we want to watch that pretty closely. I know that just recently a lot of producers have taken off their first cutting, but now we're entering into the last part of June and in July when it really gets hot, and leaf hoppers are a piercing, sucking type of insect. They're looking for moisture, and they're looking for these young alfalfa plants. So if you've got alfalfa and do not have a leaf hopper resistant variety out there, make sure you check it to see if you might have to spray. And I've always said, if you've got alfalfa and do not have a leaf hopper resistant variety out there, you're going to have leaf hoppers, so watch it very closely.
In other news, a fundraising effort by the Macoupin County Farm Bureau and Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation has resulted in a ResQ tube being placed in Shipman. The ResQ tube aids in the rescue during a grain bin engulfment. Emergency personnel can insert the tube around the engulfed victim, lock the tube pieces together, and suction out the grain, relieving the downward pressure so the person can be hoisted out of the bin. According to the GSI website, a 165-pound man engulfed in grain up to his neck has 450 pounds of additional downward pressure on his body, making it nearly impossible to remove him from danger until the grain around him has been removed. Currently, $8,145 have been donated. This level of funding will allow rescue tubes to be placed at various fire departments around the county. Funds raised above the cost of the tubes will support training for first responders, as well as go toward a cash donation to the fire departments to purchase support equipment. If you would like to contribute, make your check payable to the Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation and mail to P.O. Box 77, Carlinville, Illinois, 62626. That's all we have for part two of this morning's Farm Show. Thank you for tuning in. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.